Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the LifeWired podcast. And thank you guys for joining us on this Sunday, February 11th. Today's episode, we're switching up the topic a little bit, and we are going to be talking about mindset. And this is something that both Chris and I have been dealing with lately, especially something that I've really been experiencing lately. And I feel like all of us can relate to this topic of, you know, just projecting into the future and worrying about potential future outcomes and the way things are basically just going to like happen for us in life. And this can just relate to so many different topics. I know a lot of you that listen to this episode are high achieving individuals in your respective jobs and roles, as a parent, maybe, whatever you're doing, we know that you guys are very driven. And we know that with that drive can come, you know, that fear of the future, the fear of potential outcomes. And so that's what today's episode is really going to be all about. But before we begin and before we dive in, this episode is brought to you by Nash Nutrition. The Nash Bar is made with simple and nourishing ingredients, 20 grams of protein, and is naturally sweetened with honey and dates. And what a lot of people don't realize is that most of the so-called healthy protein bars that you find on the market are actually heavily processed with fillers and unnatural ingredients. And we know that if we're consuming too much of this processed food too often, it can eventually lead to long-term health issues. And so this is why Chris and I love the Nash Bars. We never even have to think twice about the ingredients, and they truly are the good for you protein bar. So make sure you guys head to the show notes after today's episode. The next release is going to take place on Thursday, February 15th at 6 p.m. So on to today's episode. This is episode 122, Conquer Future Fears by Living in the Now. And so this one was really inspired, you know, by some of these things that we've personally been experiencing. We know we've heard this from clients too, you know, dealing with just like uncertainty of the future. You know, I know this is something that I've talked with a lot of my male clients about, is, you know, kind of like the direction of their careers, or, you know, some who are looking to make changes or maybe even potentially dive into entrepreneurship. There's just a lot of unknowns in life. And we all experience this at varying different degrees, where, you know, that fear of unknowing can really kind of cripple us in the present moment. And personally, this is something I experience where, you know, throughout this entrepreneurial journey, there's so many frustrations that can even happen. There's just so much uncertainty that can happen. There's a lot of problems to solve. There's just a lot of behind the scenes stuff, you know, that people don't normally get to see. And, you know, something that I feel like I've been really struggling with recently, that luckily I feel like I've been able to overcome and really get my mindset in a better place, is this, you know, kind of fear of the unknown, fear of the future. And this really kind of started with me when we hit the end of last year and we're segueing into this year. There's just the reality of business and entrepreneurship is it's ever changing. There's going to be different ways that you have to show up and essentially get the job done at the end of the day. And things that we learn work, or things that have brought us, you know, success or wins in the past, might not be the same approach that we can use now. And I think that's just the reality of entrepreneurship and business, is just this constant evolution and this constant degree of change and adaptation that has to take place to continue moving on. And I was really proud of how last year turned out. I feel it was, you know, my best year so far in entrepreneurship. But with that comes the pressure of continuing that success. And so something that I've been kind of dealing with recently is this whole idea of, you know, not only achieving success, but then sustaining that success. And I feel like for us, you know, in this entrepreneurial world, you know, the first couple of years when you're doing this, it's sheer survival. You know, you are truly just trying to survive, figure things out, and create some form of sustainability. But on the back end of that, when you do find that sustainability, or you do find really any glimpse of success, you really have that pressure of maintaining it. And that's something that I know I was, you know, really letting get the best of me in these last couple of weeks, and even these last couple of months, pretty much end of last year, and then as we segue into this year. And what I was starting to realize is my fear of this potential future, this potential outcome, was robbing my ability to take action in the present, which ironically is what it is going to be the determinant of me achieving success or not in the future. So it's really this ironic kind of like weird dissonance that happens in us, where like when we project and we fear that future, it's really just robbing us of taking that action in the present moment. And so for me, I really had to flip my mindset. And I think that's the thing that you guys are really going to pick up on throughout this episode, is all of this comes down to what we tell ourselves. What is the dialogue that's going on inside of our minds, inside of our brains? What are we telling ourselves? What are we convincing ourselves of, whether it's true or not? And I think it's really important and crucial to be aware of that, so that we know when we are essentially kind of lying to ourselves. Because sometimes we can, you know, sometimes we can paint this negative picture of what the future looks like based off of the discomfort and the adversity that we're experiencing in the present moment. And I think that that's one of the hardest things to battle against, because when you're in it, when the adversity is at an all-time high and you're, you know, you're in the shit, you know, you're in the mud, scratching, clawing, it's really hard to have optimism of the future, because you only know that discomfort of the present. How could it be better in the future? And that's the really hard thing to tell ourselves, is flipping that perspective, flipping that mindset into, hey, maybe let's not think so much about these negative potential outcomes, but maybe let's think about what good could happen if I take action now. What could happen if I control those controllables? What could happen when I assess the evidence and see that, you know, what I'm doing is going better than where what I maybe think it is? And the more we can be very mindful of that, and the more we can be present in the moment, the more clarity we will have of what needs to be done to achieve the future outcome we're ultimately looking to achieve.
And I think what you said there, it's just like all about action. Like you said, like, you, instead of worrying, you like put in the action, and that's what ultimately decreases your worry, because what you're worrying about doesn't end up happening because you're able to put in that daily action. As we were talking about this episode today, I really thought about in the years past where I used to struggle with this. And I think it really took a pivotal turn where now this is something that it doesn't even register in my brain. Like there's not even an option to worry about the future, because back when I was in college and like starting my personal training business, I didn't have the evidence to back up that like I would be okay, or that like I can literally do anything. Like I literally quit my job, walked to a coffee shop, Googled how to start a personal training business. I left my serving job to fully train in person, did that, moved to Columbus, had a worry like, oh, I'm starting my business from ground zero, but I'm like, I've done this before, I can do it again, and I did it. And so every time I've like jumped from one decision to the next, like I'm always okay. And I'm always better than I was in the previous situation. So back when I was like worried about the future, like before I even met Zach, I would always play it small, and it kept me small. If I was worried about, oh, will this work out, or is this even possible, I wouldn't put in the action because I was so worried, and I would just stay where I was at and stay stuck. And when you do play small, you stay small with your goals, with your progress, with your success. And then over the years, like the main theme that changed that was literally doing personal development. I started doing PD, doing courses. Like Probably 2017, I've like never gone like more than one day without reading personal development. And if it is, it's like the weekend. I'm always doing personal development, following people who are embodying the life I want to live. And so when you surround yourself, even if it's virtually, with people who are doing that thing that you are working towards, it makes you believe like that's possible for me. And listening to this podcast, hopefully it helps prove to you guys that it is possible for you too. But from doing personal development over the years and building evidence in myself, every big leap I've taken, every risk I've taken, I think it really helped having a supportive person in my life. Like my mom has always told me like, yeah, do it, like do whatever, like you will be fine. And I've always been fine. So having someone in your corner say like, hey, this is going to work out, is very helpful. My mom was that person for me. Hopefully I'm that person for Zach. And
well, that's why I always say, I'm like, Christina's like, she's such a badass, because like me, when I started this, I had her this whole entire time as a resource. But like when she was starting these things out, kind of like she described, you know, quitting her job and literally starting her business, like she was doing all of these things alone. And that's why I think like you have such a strong foundational mindset and perspective of what you're capable of and what you can accomplish, because you've kind of been through the thick of it alone, and you can do it, and you have that evidence that you can truly conquer anything. And I think that that's so important for anybody out there. And that's like, in past episodes when I've talked about like my football experience and what that has taught me, like we need these adverse situations, we need challenge in life to really create evidence around, hey, we can do this, we can accomplish this thing. And that's why it's so important not to run from adversity. That's why it's so important to lean into challenges. And I'm telling you guys, I know it fucking sucks. We've been through adversity individually, collectively. Like it absolutely sucks when you are in it, when you're trunching, like I said, when you're trunching through the mud, you're working through it, it sucks. But on the other side, you will be a new and better version of yourself. And I guarantee you'll be able to achieve more because of that thing.
Exactly. And I think that something that helps too is like journaling through that evidence. Like Zach said, he's had his football adversity. I've had my like career adversity. And through that time, I was constantly doing personal development and journaling. So I would like write out like what I was worried about, but then I would write out a game plan. So it wasn't like I was spending all my time like writing out like, oh, here's where I want to be. Here's where it may not work. I was listing out like, here's the pros and cons of making this decision. Here's how I make it happen. Like every time I've like left a position, like the last time I was in a really burnt out season and I was leaving a position that I knew I had outgrown or like wasn't meant for me, I had to take the leap and like literally build Built Mountains from ground zero once again. And I journaled like, here's what I have to do to make that happen. I had the action steps and I felt confident in doing it. And taking the leap was so much easier because I had evidence in myself that I have done this like two or three times before. And this not only relates to business. We know like not everyone listening to this is an entrepreneur, but like if you're on your fitness journey and you're constantly like, oh, I'll never lose this weight. I'll never get where I want to be. Like, is this even sustainable? How do I maintain this when I'm a parent, when I'm on vacation? If you keep saying that, like you're going to start believing it and you're not going to be able to navigate that situation because that's your identity. But you have to build proof and evidence that you can trust in yourself and that you can come out on the other side with that goal achieved. But having supportive people in your life is what helps make that happen. Like we are that supportive person for our clients where if they don't believe in themselves, like we believe in them. We're giving them personal development recs. We're recommending like trust management and journaling and just control these daily non-negotiables and it will happen. And that helps to build trust in yourself. And we see it in our clients, like even 1 month in the program, like the wins show up, like my confidence is increasing. I'm showing up at work differently. I'm showing up in the gym differently. It's because you're building evidence to prove against those negative thoughts that you're experiencing.
And that's why that inner negative self-talk can be so dangerous. And I know I have to watch that sometimes, even when I'm like saying certain things to Christina or like just venting to her or saying different things about, you know, how things are going. It's just, it's really easy to let that negative mindset and that negative inner dialogue like become just what is. And that's what we like have to really be careful of because like Christina said, like if we tell ourselves something enough times, especially something negative or, you know, say we have like that negative self-talk talk, almost like talking down on ourselves. Like we are subconsciously like convincing ourselves, like that's the person we are versus, you know, having that positive evidence working in our favor.
And if you constantly are worrying or like talking to yourself in that way, like if you don't believe in yourself, who else is going to believe in you? And when you spend time like stressing about like the what ifs in the future, it really does pull you away from the daily action because you're so exhausted from worrying. Like stressing out is exhausting. Like it's a huge drain on your energy, on just like what you can accomplish for that day. So instead of putting in the daily action, you're constantly worrying. And then that dream and reality becomes further and further away. And it robs you of not only your present, but also your future.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, even in that dialogue where you were talking about like who this could apply to, like I know a lot of people listening, like in your careers, like this is something that's very evident, like regardless of being an entrepreneur, like you are going to have things that you're stressing about in the future, potential outcomes, especially I know for a fact, like if you're in sales, you know, because I lived that life for a long time where, you know, you're constantly thinking about like the risks and what's going on, you know, with your business and like your book of business. And like, there's all these stressors that we can place onto ourselves. And I think it's just so important to when we have those emotional moments of like, okay, you know, this thing is not going well, or, you know, that we hit this piece of adversity, or, you know, we didn't get that sale, or we didn't get that account, or whatever the situation is, like professionally or with your fitness, whatever it may be, we have to, as soon as that emotion takes over, we need to get as quickly as possible over to the solution. You know, what is the thing that we can actually do that's going to change the situation? And I know, Christina, you're really good at that, where like when you experience adversity, you're very solution driven. Like that's like right where your mindset goes. So I'm sure you could talk even more on that as well.
Yeah, I think it's the Enneagram 3 in me, or just like I just grew up, like my mom has constantly been positive. Like I don't think I've ever heard a negative word come out of my mom's mouth. So like I've just grew up around that. And while it's like okay to experience negative thoughts, it's just not like the normal switch for my brain. Like I'm always like, what's the glass half full? And like even talking to Zach, I'm like, okay, where can we find a positive? Where can we find a solution? And that's something that is both a pro and con. Like sometimes I just need to listen instead of giving a million solutions. But I'm just always like, what action can we take? Like I want to get out of this. Like for me, if I'm in a situation where it's going in a downward direction or there's negative momentum being created or it's just not a situation that's meant for me, I don't want to sit in that for a long period of time. So I'm like, what's the solution? Where can I get on the other side? And I dive headfirst and like I'm just a very studious person. I know you are too. It's like, okay, what course can I get? What business coach can I hire? Like, if I can't get myself out of this situation, who can? And investing in that is like worth every penny, truly, if you're able to make that happen. But I'm always like looking forward of like, what's the action? What's the solution that's going to get me out on the other side? And truly, like, reading personal development books has got me there. And for me, I resonate a lot with listening to women. That's why I think this podcast is so helpful, because I know a lot of women love hearing from women, but also like, you need to hear what Zach has to say, because he says it in a different way and is more straightforward. And then a lot of guys can resonate with you, but maybe they need to hear it in my perspective to understand like maybe how their significant other is experiencing something. So I think having both perspectives is so important, but I love seeing other women accomplish what I want to accomplish, and I want to learn from them. So for me, instead of like sitting with negative thoughts, I'm like, how can I make this happen? If not, who's going to help me get there? And I think it's just like having that mindset that like, I'm always going to be okay. I'm going to come out on the other side. I'm going to be even better than I am right now. And just like having that full belief in yourself, like when you build that evidence in yourself, like there's no other option.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's so important. Like it's normal to respond emotionally. We're all human. But as soon as you guys can shift that focus to what can I accomplish? What can I do to change this situation? And I know that's always helped us, but we want to dive into some tips and some pointers on how you guys can basically stop this from happening in the first place, or things that you can do kind of continuously where you can avoid that future casting where you're stressing and constantly thinking about those potential what ifs. And so the first one is leaning into those what ifs. And so what we mean by this is, like, again, I don't remember the first time I heard this, but I know I've talked about it on the podcast in the past. But a long time ago, I heard of this. Someone said, you know, if you can think and imagine worst case scenario, you'll pretty much realize like the thing you're stressing about or worrying about is not that bad. And so something that I like to do, and again, like this sounds kind of ridiculous, but like just thinking of that worst case scenario, like what is the worst thing that could possibly happen with this situation? And like really sitting with that for a second and realizing, okay, what I'm stressing about, what I'm worrying about right now is not that bad. Like I'm in a better situation than what my brain is like basically tricking me into believing. And, you know, this is something that once again, you can apply to so many different areas. Like I think sometimes we can catastrophize when it comes to like just our diet or our working out, where it's like, you know, okay, I missed this one workout. Like, oh my God, all is lost. Like I'm losing all my momentum versus being like, okay, you know, what is worst case scenario? I missed this one workout. I just don't want to miss again. And then same kind of thing with like a lot of the stressors that, you know, we'll deal with, you know, with our day-to-day business where like, you know, you feel like maybe things aren't going your way or you're struggling, you know, with some adversity. And it's like, well, what is the worst case scenario? Like worst case scenario, like we have the skills, we have the knowledge, we have the ability. Like even if for any reason, some crazy thing happened where our businesses would like blow up into flames, like we're going to be fine. Like that's even like worst case scenario for us. And like, we're still going to be okay. Like we have these skills, we have this knowledge, we can take that and apply it to somewhere else. So I just think it's important to understand, like, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you are kind of like future casting about, with worrying about these negative potential outcomes, like really just think about, well, what would worst case scenario like actually be? And when we can sit with that, when we can realize that and have that perspective shift, we then start to realize like, you know what? It's really not that bad, which will then kind of shift that mindset to action, where it'll kind of stop that emotion. And then boom, what can we do now, you know, to improve this situation and make it better?
Yeah, and I think doing this, you obviously don't want to do this like for a long period of time where you're like,
yeah, where you're like dwelling on the future, but negative future.
I think it's important too, because at the end of the day, like anytime Zach and I have made like a big leap, and like we've been together, like this March will be 4 years. It feels like 6 million lifetimes, because we've gone through so many seasons of life. Like we both had multiple different jobs. We've lived in so many different places, just in Columbus alone. But what I'm getting at here is we've helped each other through a lot of these transitions where like I was in a solid position with work, and I went back to Built and Balance, like once again from ground zero. And I sat down with him and my financial coach, our financial coach, and we really like worked up like, okay, worst case scenario, what would happen?
Yeah, like and I would take on certain finances, like I would carry the weight, like while you took a hit in income. And mm-hmm. It's like, that's shit you just have to do.
Literally from like ground zero. And I even remember saying like, worst case scenario, I could work another side job while I build back up business. And that worst case scenario never happened. And so then no matter what, like, you're coming out on the other side on top. But it is helpful because it also strips away the identity where you realize like when we're thinking about these worst case scenarios, it's mostly a job scenario where you realize like, this isn't my entire identity. And we do think that like when we really put a lot of weight on like, obviously income is so important and your salary and, you know, providing for yourself is so important, especially if you have a family. We understand we're very lucky. Like right now, it's just the two of us. That doesn't mean we're lucky. But what I mean is like, we didn't have a lot of dependence on us where that would be more of a risk. But what I'm getting at is even worst case scenario, you realize like, I have Zach, I have the dogs, I have my family. I'm okay. Like I will be just fine because we put so much weight on that identity where we think once it's gone, like the world's going to explode. You know what I mean? Like we really have to strip away that identity and really think about like, cause that's going to wrap you up in so much emotion, which then pulls you away from that action that we talked about. And it also puts you in this place of gratitude, which is the second thing that's going to help you from future casting is just practicing gratitude consistently. And when we play that game of like, okay, like really think about what's worst case scenario, we end up on the other side saying like, I'm so grateful for everything I do have that if this one thing doesn't work out, like we're going to be okay. Like we're always going to be fine. And it really puts you in this, like when you flex your gratitude muscle, it really helps prevent that negative thinking and like ruminating that we were talking about. And especially when you do it out loud, like we journal it every morning, we have different journals, but we'll write out like what we're grateful for. And I really encourage you to like write different things each day. I write the same thing, but in different ways. So instead of just writing, like I'm grateful for Zach, I'll list out like things I'm grateful for that Zach does or that we do together. The life we've built, like all these things. But writing it out and then expressing it to that person. But also at the end of the day, if we have a stressful day and we're like, whoa, today just like was an L, like realistically, we'll go on a walk and really think about like, wow, like look at our life, like look at where we live. We have the dogs, we have each other, like we're planning our wedding. Like at the end of the day, like one bad day, it doesn't equal a bad life. Like in a bad day doesn't necessarily have to be something dramatic. It's just like not every day is going to be amazing on this journey of entrepreneurship or in any job, like it is work. But even if it relates to fitness, like if you had a bad day, like you didn't necessarily like accomplish all your goals, it felt like everything was impossible. Like tomorrow is a new day. At the end of the day, like you have so much to be grateful for. When you come from that place of gratitude, you're able to not sit in that negativity for a long time and you're able to get back to that place of action. And I'm going to give away the next one. So I'll pass it over to Zach.
Yeah, no. But before we even dive into that, I wanted to touch on, because it really ties into the point that Chris was just talking about, but I reference Jeremy Scott a lot, and he just says something all the time on his podcast that I hear that really stands out to me and is a big time just gratitude and perspective shift. And he's always like, if everybody in the world just like put all of their problems in a pile, like there's a good chance you would sprint in, grab yours and run the other way, because there's just so many people out there that do unfortunately have it worse than you. But a lot of times, like we're so caught in our own little world that we think like these problems that we are stressing about or worrying about are like so big and so like just massive to the point where it's like they're really not that bad, you know, comparatively. Now, there are certain things we go through that are going to be that bad potentially, but generally, you know, most of the things that we are stressing about and worrying about, like when we compare it to what other people are potentially going through or other bad situations happening in the world, like we have it pretty damn good. That's where I feel like a lot of our problems are truly luxury problems. You know, when the person cuts us off on the road, it's like, this is a luxury fucking problem. Like there are people literally like suffering and going through like really hard shit, and we're pissed off about somebody literally like cutting us off on the road. So it's just good to have that perspective.
I couldn't agree more. And I love when Jeremy Scott mentions that, because it is such a perspective shift. And I just want to point out, like mentioning things that have helped me prevent future casting is therapy. Like my first therapist that I had with BetterHelp, I was going through a season where like I was extremely burnt out. And every time I brought up something that was stressing me out, she was like, who's creating that problem? And it was always me. Like it was always lack of boundaries or something that I was doing, but I was externalizing it. And she's like, you're the only one that can control that. Like you are the one bringing that upon yourself. And it's a lot of what we do. Like we're overachievers and we have Enneagram 3 in us, which means we're always just like, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next goal? And she was like, just be present. And like, you're the one bringing this problem on, like in the nicest way possible. So that helped me, once again, circle back to gratitude, but also remember, like, I would still take my problems, but I'm also the one that has the solution. And I have to recognize that, shift my mindset, and get out of the situation.
Exactly. And so the next one is control what you can control. And I feel like this statement has just been like hammered to absolute death. So I wanted to offer like a little bit of a different perspective here with this. Basically, like what we mean by this when we're talking about controlling the controllables, like pinpoint the highest return tasks where if you're just able to at least get those done, you can sit happy and grateful at the end of the day and accomplished. And that's really what we're talking about by controlling these controllables. Because a lot of times we can get focused on just so much different stuff, and we can get distracted by all these different things. And especially, you know, when it comes to this future casting and worrying about the future, like, this is stuff that has not even happened yet. And that's the irony, is a lot of times, like, whether good or bad, like, anytime we are doing this projection into the future, we like it, the stuff hasn't even happened yet. Like, what action we take in the present moment is what's dictating that potential outcome, regardless of what it is. And that's why, if we can identify in our lives and whatever we're working toward or working on, if we can identify those highest return tasks, you know, that's kind of what me and Christina talk about with, like, our top three. Like, we were joking the, like, literally just today, like, Christina had, like, a list of, like, 15 different things to do last Friday. And I'm like, how ironic, like, top three is like top 15. But when we talk about, like, those top three tasks, it's like, when shit really hits the fan and, like, everything's all over the place, like, what are the three glass balls, like, we've got to get done? Like, what are the three things where, like, if these tasks, like, truly drop and don't get done today, it's going to shatter, like, shit's going to hit the fan. So this is like, how can we identify those high return tasks? Those are the things we want to focus our energy and effort on and control.
Yeah, and controlling the controllables honestly is what builds your confidence in yourself when you accomplish those non-negotiables and you're like, this is within my power and within my control. It really just helps you just feel empowered and feel confident in yourself and trust in yourself, which then makes the execution so much easier. And controlling the controllables can mean something different to everyone, but truly it just helps, like, shift your perspective and create less anxiety, because you're like, okay. And I'll have clients do this all the time. Whenever I see stress, like a 5 out of 5 burnt out, and it's like work-related, family-related, relationship-related, once again, like, a lot of those things are external. Like, create a list of, like, literally 2 columns, like you would a pro and cons list, and say, here's what I can control, here's what I can't control. And a lot of those worries and stressors are on the side of, like, what I cannot control. But what you have to do is shift how you respond to those things that you cannot control, which is a whole other topic on stress management, which we do have a podcast episode on. But the next one is a huge tool to help with stress management and also help with the future casting and anxiety, is just to be present ultimately. Like, if you're worried about the future, you're not present in the now. And they do say, like, worry or guilt is like you're looking at the past, anxiety and stress, you're looking at the future. The biggest solution to that is literally focusing on today. Like, Zach has that tattooed on him, and this is a huge reminder for both of us at the end of each day. It's like, every day is a gift. And if you're not present and you're not pausing and, like, being present and mindful of the day, like, nothing else really matters. And mindfulness is probably one of the hardest things in a world, like, where we have so many distractions. And I know for me, I'm easily distracted. Like, in a stressful season, I'll, like, read a ton of fiction books or I'll always be on my phone. And I was actually listening to an episode from, if you guys don't follow her on Instagram, The Holistic Psychologist. She's written, like, How to Do the Work and so many really good books. But she was on a podcast episode where she talked about how, like, it is so easy to dissociate in our day-to-day lives, like, that we live today, because technology makes it so easy. If we're not on our phones, we're always listening to something, or we're watching TV, like, we're always behind a screen and distracted, but we're never just, like, sitting and, like, existing. And that's something that my therapist always reminds me of, is just, like, just exist, like, for 5 minutes, just exist. And obviously meditation is different for everyone. I think you can, if you don't love meditation, like, don't force it. You can easily go to, like, a yoga class, and that's an hour long meditation. If you do that, like, once a week, like, you're getting so much mindfulness, because you can do nothing in that hour but, like, sit with your thoughts and your body. And I think that's really powerful. But also, if you don't love meditation, just, like, sitting playing a meditation, like, I have a lot of clients who find success using, like, the Hatch alarm clock. There's a meditation at night that helps you fall asleep. You can just go on a walk and listen to nothing. That's, like, mindful movement is what I like to call it. So, like, when I'm on the treadmill for the last 5 minutes, I just won't listen to anything. And I'll just, like, sit with my thoughts. Or when you're in the shower too, I'm always listening to a podcast or music. And that's something where, like, if you just sit in the shower, like, it's probably one of the most insightful times of your day where you just aren't listening to anything. You're just existing by yourself. That's why they create those, like, shower notepads, because when you're present and you're mindful, like, so many ideas come to you. And if you're someone who's in a creative space, you're not going to be creative if you're constantly distracted. You have to consume less and just exist more and be present. And when you are mindful in the present moment, it breaks the cycle of future casting and ruminating. So whatever makes sense for you to, like, practice those mindful moments or just be present and stay grounded. Also, just, like, being off your phone really helps with that. Like, at the end of each day, like, we are on our screens all day long. We'll just put our phones away, cook dinner. We will watch TV, of course, but then we go on a really long walk, and, like, in all those moments, we're very mindful. Off our phones, we're not available, we're, like, on do not disturb. And I think everyone needs that, like, DND time. Otherwise, you're constantly going to be stressed out.
Yeah. And, like, I know for a fact when I am in that mode of, like, future casting and stressing out and, like, thinking and worrying constantly about the future versus being present, like, I can feel the difference. Like when I am truly present and I am really focusing my efforts toward the present moment, I feel much more creative. I feel more joyful. I feel lighter. I just interact with people better. But when I'm constantly projecting and I'm stressing, I like turn into this like emotionless Terminator. I know like Christina literally can tell when it's happening for me. And that's kind of the irony with this whole thing is like, it's not like those concerns or those worries or those things, you know, are gone. Like they're still there, but I've just focused my effort toward not stressing about those things, but focusing and putting all my energy and effort on the present and how I can then create the future that I really want. And I think that that's the important thing to understand is like this whole idea of being present and in the moment, like it truly is all we have. It's how we are going to be able to create the future that we really want is through the action we're taking now. And so that's why, you know, the more we can just focus in on that and then allow all of those potential things kind of going on, whether it be like business, personal, whatever it is, like let them be peripheral things, but have all of that focus and energy and effort on present action. And so the next one is look for evidence. And we've talked about this a few times throughout the episode already, but this evidence is everything. This is what proves to us that we really are who we say we are, or it proves to us that, you know, these things we're worrying about are either true or false. And that's where the evidence really comes in. And I feel like during my football experience, this was a time where I overcame a shit ton of adversity, where I had people telling me I literally had no chance of playing. Why would I even try? Like I had so much discouragement around me. And it was almost honestly like an impossibility for like walk-ons to even play. So I was basically chasing an impossible feat at the time, or what most people thought was impossible. And I always think back to this. I'm like, I really don't even know how I pushed through in some of those moments, but like I really did push through this experience and I got what I wanted to get, which was a full ride scholarship. I wanted to get on the field and play in these big games. I did it. And conquering that put evidence in me that, hey, if I go to accomplish something really fucking hard in the future or something that people think is even impossible, I know I can do it. And having that evidence is, I know for without a doubt, is what helped me in my entrepreneurial journey when early on, you know, there was some doubt. There were, you know, obviously people saying a lot of the same things and, you know, a lot of the same thoughts kind of creeping into my head of like, you know, is this something I can actually do? Is it going to be, you know, sustainable? But luckily in that moment, in those moments of doubt, in those breaking time, in those times where I was literally almost breaking, I had evidence. I had evidence from what I was able to do in the past with that football experience. And it enabled me to push through in these moments of adversity, you know, during my entrepreneurial journey. So, you know, that's just one example, but I think it's just very crucial to have that evidence. And if you don't have any evidence of that person you're trying to become or what you're trying to achieve, start stacking it up immediately. Look at any opportunity as an opportunity to cement yourself in that evidence of the person you're becoming or trying to become. And ultimately just what you're looking to accomplish. Cause I know at the end of the day, like anytime we are looking to, whether that be hit a fitness goal or change an aspect about our nutrition or our lifestyle, or having to change a certain skill in order to get a certain job or change course in that direction professionally, whatever it may be, we need that evidence that we can do it. We need to keep stacking up evidence that, you know, we are progressing in the direction that we ultimately want to progress toward.
And even talking about this with someone in your life too, because I know a lot of times if Zach's worried about something, I'm like, you have more evidence to prove the opposite than to prove that that is what's going to happen. So sometimes just like having someone in your life just like be that kind of sounding board, I think is super helpful. And the next one is also about like talking it out or writing it out. Obviously, talking it out helps you like get these thoughts out of your brain. Like I said, in therapy, it helps because my therapist is like, okay, we circle back. Where's the problem? You know, but also like brain dumping all of your thoughts and worries or like negative thoughts onto a piece of paper. And I think it's really powerful to like rip it out of your notebook and throw it away. Cause then you're like, I've wrote this out. I've thought about it as long as I could, ripped it out, like write for like a minute or 3 minutes, like just write everything out, all your thoughts, throw it away. Or you can leave it in there because looking back on these like brain dumps and like pros and cons lists and like actionable steps that I've created in the past is really cool. Cause I can go back and now that's evidence that like, here's what I was worried about. Here's where I gave myself a solution. Here's where it's now on my gratitude list because I made it happen. I think it's a really powerful tool to like have it in a journal, have it on paper, or talk about it with someone in your life, of course. But obviously, one main thing I do want to get across with everything we mentioned is that at the end of the day, it's not that serious. And a lot of the problems we're creating are our own doing. And if we really pull back the curtain on like this stressor or these negative thoughts, like it is not, most times, not that serious. And so typically what you're stressing out about or ruminating about, we're creating those problems and we're giving it more power and emotion than it needs. When if we strip back all the emotion, we look at the evidence, we're going to be okay. And I think that's really powerful to just have in the back of your mind. And I've had a couple clients like bring that out in like stressful weeks where they're stressed about work or there's a vacation coming up. And I know a lot of us women too, like especially with the vacation coming up, like I'm going out of town this weekend and I have to front load my week with work, with fitness, with like all the girly things too, like showering, self-tanning, packing, doing laundry, all those things. But if you think about like the micro stressors adding up, like at the end of the day, it's not that serious. If you think about how grateful we are to travel, how grateful we are to have a busy life, like it really helps pull back like the stressors and the rumination and the anxiety about the future and remind you like, this is like fun, like that I get to do this, like it's not that serious. And I think that mindset can really get you through some really tough seasons of adversity like Zach was talking about. It doesn't always apply, but I think it applies 99% of the time. So we hope that you can take that with you today and all of these tools to help prevent you guys from future casting. At the end of the day, like being present, being mindful and being intentional and doing the personal development work is what's going to get you through any season of life and having supportive people around you. So hopefully today we were those people for you and hopefully you have those people in your life as well and that you are that for your people. But if you guys could share this episode on your story, tag me, tag Zach, tag Life or Wired, and leave us a review if you have not already. We would greatly appreciate it. And everything's in the show notes, our coaching applications, our newsletters, and the Nash Bar link as well. So you can get those on Thursday. And we will see you guys next week.
Peace out, guys.